Chapter 81.
What troubles you, my king? You've been fondling that rock for 2 days,
Cada said.
Solon pulled her into his lap and cupped her breast.
Only when you don't let me fondle better things.
You beast, she said, but she didn't pull away.
I'm serious.
The first days of their marriage had been bliss, except for the rock. Cada's repentance at ordering him to subdue the Takedas by himself had led her to make all the wedding preparations. The very night Solon had arrived, they had been married. Cada refused to wait until later in the spring, when the outlying nobles could attend. She said if they were offended, she would threaten to send her storm rider to visit their isles. But there were only so many hours a day that could be absorbed with lovemaking, though Solon and Cada were doing their best, and that left Solon with time to consider the rock.
I told you a little about my friend Dorian, Solon said, and his prophecy over me.
Something about killing your brother and a kingdom falling, right?
Solon pulled back his white and black hair.
There's nothing quite as infuriating as having a man in a trance lay out your future in a sing-song.
Storm-riving, storm-riding, by your word or silence, a brother king lies dead. Two fears deriding, hope and death colliding, of the sword's man, regal third, true lies in your dragon's heart or head.
The north broken and remade on your single word.
Cada looked puzzled.
Well, you got the storm riding part.
And before you ask, no, I didn't name myself that. I used to have no idea about the rest of it, except the brother king part. If I came home, I would have rallied the nobles to stop my brother Sejuron, thus my words would have left him dead. As it was, I served a man named Regnus Gyre, a man who would have been king and was like a brother to me. I didn't tell him I was a mage, and on learning it, he barred me from his company and was slain.
The last part never made any sense to me. I only saw one king in the first part of the prophecy, my brother, so I thought Dorian was raving. But something has changed.
This ruby, Cada.
I never heard of it.
My father never spoke of it. Nothing is written about it in the royal records except to record its being in the treasury for at least 200 years. It's listed as the dragon's heart.
I think a third king, a regal third, the sword's man, depends on me bringing this ruby to him. What if you're the third king? What if you're the sword's man? You said it was a sword that turned your hair white. Perhaps a threat approaches here, and you need the ruby to withstand it. Solon, you can't leave. Not on some madman's word.
Though she still sat in his lap, she was rigid, fear and anger rising in her.
Two fears deriding. The words were suddenly crystal.
Damned prophecies could always be interrupted at least 2 ways, and usually both were correct.
Cada, Solon said. There's a garrison called Screaming Winds that guards the pass between Cenaria and Calador. Dorian and I were there last fall. Dorian was unconscious most of the time, waking and scrawling fragments of prophecy and lapsing into trances again. One day he woke, screaming. He demanded as much gold as I could get my hands on. I got it for him, and we walked up into the hills to a stunted black oak. Dorian told me that Kali was coming, and that she would tempt him. He said she would massacre everyone. He melted the gold, and used it to cover his eyes and ears, and made fetters for his arms and legs, and asked me to drive stakes, pinning him to the black oak. I wrapped him in blankets and left. The commander didn't believe my warnings. I wanted to leave,
but I took too long. So I had the men bind me in ropes, and I emptied my Glorvurden. But before the men could blindfold me or black my ears, she came.
Kali?
He stared into the distance.
I saw men throwing themselves off the wall. I saw a man tear his eyes out. And then, in a vision I thought was real, I saw you. I tried to go to you, but the ropes saved me. No one else survived. In fact, the Soulsworn came through and made sure everyone was dead. If a body hadn't fallen on me and covered me in blood while I was praying, they would have killed me too.
So to what god should I offer sacrifices for saving your life?
None. It was a coincidence. A lazy soldier who didn't clean the blood from his sword in freezing weather and couldn't draw his sword.
While you just so happened to be praying, she said. That's quite some coincidence.
Yes,
Solon said, more roughly than he meant to. That's what a coincidence is. Anyway, sorry. When I went back to Dorian's Black Oak, he was gone. His tracks led north, toward Calador, but I couldn't follow. I had to see you. Nothing else mattered. I signed on with a captain whose last run of the year was to Hokai.
So this is why you believe Dorian's prophecies, she said.
This is the dragon's heart, Kada. I'm the second king. A third king lives or dies by what I do with this.
What are the two fears? She asked quietly.
My fear of Kali, and my fear of speaking the truth. The latter was the fear that cost Regnus his life. I feel like I've been given a second chance, first to speak honestly with you, and second to face Kali again. Broken North, broken you. Remade if you speak one word.
I've still got something broken inside, Kada. I thought marrying you would fix it, and I can't tell you how happy I've been, and how much I want to stay here forever, but there's a part of me that still whispers, coward.
Coward?
You're Solon Stormrider. You braved the winter seas. You put down a rebellion single-handedly. You resisted a goddess. How are you a coward?
Dorian needed me when he went to Calador. He's probably dead because I didn't go. Regnus is dead because I wouldn't risk telling him who I was. If the prophecy is true, there's a word I have to speak, a life I can save. And I can be remade.
Kada's eyes were troubled.
Will it be enough?
Will there not be ever one more thing you need to do to prove that voice wrong?
Will you chase valor until it kills you?
He kissed her forehead.
I've already done the hardest part. I've told you the truth. I won't go unless you give me your blessing. My loyalty is all to you, Kada. Her eyes filled with a weight of grief.
My love, I won't give your death my blessing.
Solon held her gaze for a long time. Then he tossed the heart of the dragon aside.
Then I stay, he said.
Kada pivoted, sitting astride him. She put her hands on both sides of his face and looked deep into his eyes.
Please don't ask again. Please.
I won't.
Her lovemaking was so fierce it left him breathless. She rode him to a silent climax, and even as her pupils flared and her breath caught and her fingers clawed into his shoulders, her eyes never left his. Then she clung to him, shaking, tears and sweat mingling on his chest. But she didn't say a word.